Well, Ken Malcolm's isn't quite the new CEO of the North Dallas Chamber of Commerce, but he hadn't been there a year yet, so we'll call him new. And he's our guest right now in the CEO Spotlight. Ken, it's good to have you here.
Hey, David, thank you very much.
So you're it's your regime of the North Dallas Chamber of Commerce. What's going to be your stamp?
Well, interestingly, it's a fascinating and great time to be associated with the North Dallas Chamber. A lot of new things occurring, new building, new leadership team. We have a brand new logo and brand, and we're implementing a new strategic plan. And the three pillars of that strategic plan are, first and foremost, we want to find ways to grow. And we need to grow with an emphasis on diversity, not just ethnic diversity and cultural diversity, but also generational diversity.
Yeah.
Secondly, we clearly need to ensure relevance and differentiation in an increasingly crowded marketplace. And third and finally is, how do we tackle some of the really big issues facing the community? But how do we do that on a collaborative basis by convening groups of people to look at this that are like-minded, and to look at pro-business legislative agendas
Of course, that's the way everybody always thinks of the chamber, is, you know, it's pro-business and good for it. I mean, this is a time, though, when North Dallas, I think, is in danger of becoming a true bedroom community. I mean, like we used to think of Plano and Frisco as.
Well, we like to think, though, that when we think of the North Dallas Chamber's geography, we really like to think of ourselves as downtown Dallas, north, all the way through far north Dallas and Addison, and with ill-defined east and west borders. So it's a pretty broad geography covering a lot of different socioeconomic groups. And we like to think that rising tides, you know, bring up all ships.
Well, it's going to. And of course, the intriguing thing about this area in general is that it was mostly built out. I mean, there's still some infill locations, but I mean, there's one over here at just north of LBJ at the Tollway where they level a bunch of buildings and start all over again. And I know you all were involved in the initiative to try to jumpstart Midtown, as it's called, or the old Valley View Center, as most of us know it.
Absolutely, and it's the best opportunity in North Dallas, as you pointed out, for economic development. And so we're very focused on that. Right now, we've shifted a little bit and are focusing on the development of a 20-acre park in the middle of Midtown and the district that it sits in right now. And we're working with the various landowners and our city councilman, Lee Kleiman, to make sure that we can ultimately see that economic development and see the creation of this 20-acre park.
You know, parks, I was like, well, it's great for kids and lifestyle. But the fact is, you look at the development around Clyde Warren Park, and it becomes a business amenity. It's like a magnet.
Think about it, not just Clyde Warren, which is an obvious example, but think of things like the Katy Trail or the North Haven Trail. It just represents tremendous opportunity for development, and valuation of property automatically goes up.
What about challenges? Are you get involved in the school system at all?
We sure do. In fact, some of our ex officio board members include our two most prominent Northern DISD trustees, Edwin Flores and Dustin Marshall, and of course our city council people that are serve in this northern tier as well. But yes, they're very involved. We are very involved with DISD in trying to find ways to help them create a talent pool so that we can then supplement the needs of all of our businesses in this North Dallas region.
I guess the other thing we hear a lot about is infrastructure, is just, you know, is roads and getting people off the roads, or in our mobility, moving people around, mass transit or otherwise.
Very high priority for the North Dallas Chamber, David. In fact, our legacy, we were founded on the principle of the first group of people got together in 1954 was to try to figure out how they were going to get the city to pave Preston Road north of Walnut Hill. But in addition to that, then the North Dallas Chamber was instrumental in the creation of the Dallas North Tollway, which was an old rail line back in the late 50s, early 60s. So that's part of our DNA, And we're really pleased to be involved with not only the LBJ Express project that has been a home run, but also we're very engaged in the discussion around LBJ East, for example.
And you guys wade into a few controversies from time to time. And I think of, you know, the attempted development and redevelopment of various quadrants of Crescent Road and Northwest Highway. There have been some monumental fights, both on the Northeast and, I guess, the Northwest, too.
Absolutely. And
that's not settled, I don't think.
No, there's not. There's still a lot of opportunity for improvement. But the bottom line is that, as you pointed out, David, mobility is critically important to our part of the Metroplex. And so we really spent a lot of time with our committees, our transportation committee, our transportation crossroads conference each year is very focused on how are we going to move people around, particularly as we look ahead into the future and see the various means of transportation that are now going to be evolving over the next decade.
You talk about an industry that's evolving. You stepped out of the healthcare industry. This must be like a cakewalk compared with trying to figure out what's going on in the healthcare industry.
Oh, boy, isn't that the truth. Yes, a very, very complicated situation in healthcare. I had 40 years, great years of working in that business, and but it gets more complicated every day, and the challenges of trying to find a fix to that is, it feels to me, is almost insurmountable.
So you can deal with a bunch of raging North Dallasites much easier than... somebody irate over their medical
bills.
Well,
I can assure you that the group of people that we get the privilege of working with in North Dallas, our board and our members, they are just glorious to work with, particularly relative to healthcare.
Well, I've had the pleasure of watching you guys for a good long while and briefly being involved here 20 or 30 years ago. It's a good organization. Ken Malcolmson's the president and CEO of the North Dallas Chamber of Commerce. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, David.
Sorry it took 11 months to get you in.
No, real privilege.
Thanks.
Great to see you.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.